Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Church of Reality episode 210. This is the Whitey Bulger genital mutilation episode. I don't know if Whitey Bulger's genitals were mutilated or not, but I do know Whitey Bulger was mutilated. Let me bring on my co-hosts. We got James and we got lovely Lane Riddick. Hello, guys. How you guys doing? Hopefully a lot better than Whitey.
Yeah, doing better than that guy.
Did you hear about this, Elaine? You know who Whitey Bulger is, don't you?
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
I'm stepping into another room because my TV, nothing is working around here. Okay, I'm here.
Yeah, Whitey Bulger, he was a mobster in Boston, and he ended up working for the feds. They transferred him from one jail to another. Within 24 hours, he was dead. I believe they beat him
from
with
Virginia.
A lock.
Yeah.
They beat him with a lock and a sock. And didn't they rip out his eyes, James?
That's what I heard. And they tried to rip out his throat, too.
They
see
his ass dead, though.
They don't like rats in the penitentiary. That's for sure.
I guess they beat him so bad that he couldn't be, like, he wasn't recognizable.
They brought out his, they pulled out his eye socket. You know,
that
is horrible.
And
well,
this guy, the only good thing about it is this guy, he killed at least 11 people himself, but he had many others killed. Why is it that the feds always work with the most evil people, like Sammy the Bull Gravano? These guys are the biggest snitches in the history of the mafia, and they're also some of the biggest murderers. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's like cutting a deal with Charles Manson to find a more substantial serial killer, you know, or Richard Ramirez. It's like, why would you even give these guys, you know, any type of you know, monetary gain or new life? You know? They did the same thing with Henry Hill. Henry Hill was in the inspiration for the movie Goodfellas, for those of you who haven't seen that classic. I interviewed him once, and he was high on meth, and it was about his third or fourth time being kicked out of the witness protection program. So it's like, imagine how much, think of all the money that the FBI spends on these guys to create new lives for them. Then they fuck up and get in trouble, and they create another life form somewhere else. I mean, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars just so they can, you know, nail some other guy that might not even
done
as many crimes.
Right. We're talking about
dead.
Controllers,
dead.
You know, mafia. You know, we're talking about drug laws. You know, we're talking about drug laws and, you know, people that, you know, these, you gotta put, so you have to look at who these people support. Where the Catholic Church get their monies from? Hello?
Oh, yeah, Catholics are, they're crazy. Yeah, big money. I mean, Mitch McConnell's family, let's talk about that turtle-looking motherfucker for a second. Mitch McConnell's family had a barge full of
75.
Cocaine that was,
remember? And this bitch
tons
had the
of
audacity.
Cocaine and they
seventy-five tons. And he lied and said, "Oh, it was my wife's family." Bitch, go.
It's my throw my wife under the bus. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what they do.
I mean, really, bitch, gone.
There's no honor anymore.
Cocaine. It's her nose candy, not mine. Oh,
booger sugar.
I loaned her. I loaned my family my yacht, so, and they went and bought back this drug, and nobody really questioned that shit right there. The token's word has been word. It's been God. You know,
they
come
got
on, man.
Noriega on the payroll. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. You know, they find somebody. They just like this Saudi Arabia guy,
King,
the prince, whatever the hell his name is, that killed that journalist.
Yeah.
They suspect, you know, we can't do nothing to him because that's our big oil buddy.
Hold on. my conversation right there.
Well, if you're from another Arab country, you're not allowed to
kill all
of
the bitch.
No, but if you got oil, we got you. Come here.
With,
you know,
we're supporting. He done killed off every motherfucking body in Yemen. I mean, get out of here. And guess what? Guess who supplied them with the fucking bombs?
Yeah,
guess
yeah,
who?
Yeah.
We supplied them with the bombs to kill
yeah,
off
dude,
all
we,
these fucking
we,
innocent people
sold,
in Yemen and the people out there. No food.
Yeah,
no food, man. Eating fucking grass. Get out of here. America is fucked up.
You know what's funny, though, Elaine? We're doing all
what?
This stuff with oil when we don't even really need oil. We don't, I mean, there's so many other ways to create energy, you know, that natural without having to drill into fossil. I mean, we can get energy from just about anything. A current can create electricity, wind, I mean, the sun. Enough people farting in a giant bubble somewhere can create fuel. I mean, you know, come on. We don't.
But we
got to
kill people.
But the industry,
it's Reefer Madness all over again.
Yeah.
We have to kill people. You know, we have to kill people to support a fucking country that have killed the fucking their neighbors just to get oil, man. Children, like I said. Hey, you know, you're no different than Yemen because you're aborting babies. They don't kill millions of
people.
They don't bomb the whole fucking country.
They work with people like Whitey Bulger. They work with people like Sammy the Bull. And they're scumbags. I mean, they're rich scumbags.
We are
also
fucked up.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. Another thing I know you wanted to talk about too, Elaine, we were talking about genital mutilation going on in the United States of America.
Mm.
I know that happens in countries, a lot of countries in Africa, a lot of women, they're forced to have their clitorises removed and scarred up so they won't be, so they won't be, you know, sought after by men over there, which is crazy.
Please.
It's
but guess
insane. What? That's
we do it
here.
We talk about all this fucking shit. I'm sorry, my mouth is bad. Tequila coming out, you know. Sorry, but listen to me. I am sorry for my rural mouth. My bullshit mouth. I got a fucked up mouth. We
it's
talk about all these things. I know. We talk about all this shit here that's going on. But we never, ever, all the shit America points the fingers at third world countries, India, Africa, Asia. But we doing it here in America. You know, we talk about young kids being married to old men. But we doing it here in America. We sell 15,000, we allow 15,000 or 115,000 girls a year to marry old man. I mean, old man, and we talk about pedophilia. God dang! You know, they don't need to have ask you for permission to go out there and play with your children in the playground. You doing it. You know, and the Gentile mutilation. We doing it with you little kids, little babies as young as 2 weeks old. How in the hell... What time you have to ask yourself, where are we living? What are we doing? You know, and how can you continue to hide this shit? 2 months old babies, 2 weeks old babies being mutilated because the parents are afraid that they're going to be molested. God dang, what happened when somebody molested a child anyway?
People throwing acid in some beautiful young girl's face. Just so she won't be appealing to other people anymore. I mean, what the fuck is going on with the human monster? I saw this video where these guys were mutilating. Now, I'm all for this. Matter of fact, let's have pay-per-views for this. A bunch of these guys were going in the streets, taking chains with razor blades on them and different knives and whatnot, and just whipping themselves in the back with it. filling the street full of blood. If you dumb motherfuckers want to go do that to yourselves, fine, but leave the children alone. Quit mutilating the genitals of children. I mean, is it necessary that we have to do that in this day and age? We have to mutilate genitalia on kids? Go out in the fucking street and slice yourself up. If you want to hack your dick off and jump out of a 9-story window, be my guest. You know, it's probably been done many times. Well, I think didn't one of the Wu-Tang affiliates actually chop his dick off and jump out of a window? I heard of that before.
Yeah.
I forget which guy it was. He was affiliated.
Was it Shaheem? It was Shaheem, wasn't it? Or maybe.
Yeah.
His
junk off and then jumped out of a window. Then the worst part about it for that guy is he survived. If I did that, I would not want to survive. I would pray my head would hit the floor on impact. But what's going on? Why do children have to be the targets of these monsters? And it's in all kinds of religion. It's not just in religious places in different countries. It's right here in America, like Elaine said.
In America, the Jews I just heard a tape the other day. I'm going to send it to you. I could not believe it, where this man, Strange Man, comes out and talk about how many kids they steal a year, thousands, and what they do with these children. They take their meat, they drain their blood, and then they grind them up so you can eat your hot dogs and your hamburgers. God dang!
Oh, man.
That's about as crazy. I mean, like we were talking about Albert Fish last week. You know, the Vampire of Brooklyn. I mean, that's about as crazy as it gets. And yes, children are byproducts in the meat that we eat. I'm sure of it. They gotta be, along with all the carcinogens that they pack into the meat. Why not throw some babies in there too? They put
aborted babies, especially in China. We know that for a fact.
We got our good buddies here. Sorry to cut you off, Elaine. I didn't mean to keep you guys waiting. I think this is Ron. Ron, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Sorry,
hey,
Ron.
Hey.
Say, is that you, brother?
Yeah, it's me. How's it going?
Sorry about that. We're talking about children getting their genitals mutilated. Before that, we were talking about Whitey Bulger, but what the hell is going on with the mutilation of the genitalia of children, and why is it happening here in the United States?
Don't the Muslims circumcise the women?
It's not only the Muslims.
Actually, the circumcision of women, it's more of a cultural practice, but yes, it does occur in a lot of Islamic countries. They circumcise the clitoris of the women.
Okay, why? What's the reason for it?
Well, they it is a cultural practice, and they believe that by circumcising the women's clitoris, they're actually circumventing their ability to attract men.
Okay.
And also, what they're doing is they're saving their virginity from, you know, saving the women, supposedly from having sex at an early age. However, we're doing it just as much here, and it's not only the Muslim community that's doing it, especially when we are doing it here in America. Yes, we had a Muslim doctor in Missouri, that was doing it to young women. But, you know, we have a lot of people doing it here to children as young as 2 weeks old, because they are for the girl baby, they are afraid that their child is going to indulge in sex or have a promiscuous, you know, personality.
Okay, so they're trying to keep them pure until marriage. Has anyone figured out what the effect is of these women after they get married, how it affects their sex life, how it affects their husband's sex life?
It actually has devastating impact. In fact, as I said before, it's a cultural practice, and it does not stem from the Quran, because in the Quran, the only circumcision that's allowed in the Quran, as it is in the Old Testament of the Bible, is male circumcision. Nowhere is female circumcision permitted. So because of that rampant cultural practice of circumcising women, it creates all sorts of problems, even
yes,
for women.
Yes, you're correct.
Go ahead.
Yes, you're correct. You're correct. Some of them are very unresponsive. Some of them have end up having, all kinds of illnesses because of that circumcision. Some of them, they just can't perform. That's it. It's devastating.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it would be beneficial to the women. I don't know about the guys, if it has much effect on them. Do you know, Elaine?
Well, on the men, actually, they're saying that, a while ago they were saying that, men needed to be circumcised. But, however, now today they're saying that it's not something that needed to have been done, that it was a crime towards men. Then point, because I remember my first husband, he ended up being circumcised at a young age. And for men, it actually keeps bacteria from, going into him, is what I can say. But my husband did it because, it was also helped to extend his body part.
Oh. Okay, what I've heard, and I don't know if this is true, because you'd have to have sex before circumcision and then have sex afterwards to know. But what I've been told is that when you're circumcised, your sensation is not as strong as a guy who is not been circumcised.
And I heard the opposite. And then on top of that, the foreskin, what happened is that bacteria gets underneath that foreskin. And once you cut that little piece of skin from behind, to hold it closed or hold the meat over the foreskin, you do give it room to expand. But the main thing reason is to keep bacteria from accumulating
under the foreskin. I understand that, but I heard that if you have the foreskin, your organ is more sensitive and you have more pleasure than if it's not covered by the foreskin.
LOL, I'm going to go and look and see and try it and see. I'm joking.
So I don't know. I was circumcised like most whites in America, at a young age. I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, whatever.
So I have another question for you. Okay, and it's not referring to, we're getting off of the subject and we can come back. I am totally devastated with what is going on in Yemen. Can you help me out here?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You sent me some stuff on it a couple weeks back. You're talking about the war that's going on over there?
Yeah, it's not even a war because they have nothing to fight back with. And, of course, this supposed war has been going on for 3 years, and it's to the point of, oh, my God, it's a one-sided event, affair, or whatever you want to call it. And I know you see it, and I know you guys know more about it, and I'm about to get in touch with my friend in Iran to find out what is going on. Help me out here. Please tell me what's going on, because whatever it is devastating.
Say, you know about what's going on over in Yemen, and I know you do, Ron. Can you break down what's actually happening right now?
Well, you know, the thing about Yemen is there's a small Shiite minority. The Shiites are, of course, the sect of Islam that you find a majority in Iran. And the Saudis are, you know, they subscribe to that, the strict version of Islam. Well, it's not really strict. It's just their own political version of Islam called Wahhabism, Salafism. And they essentially want to do away with this group called the Houthis, the Shiites in Yemen, just eliminate them completely.
So it's basically, it's going to be something that we're probably going to get involved in eventually.
Of course.
Absolutely. There's no doubt. if it escalates in Yemen, then you're going to see a confrontation between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Huge confrontation.
And Russia and China. But here's the thing that I cannot comprehend. Is that we here in America, we talk about killing aborted babies. So over 4 years, you know, they have been having no food over in Yemen, and they have been eating nothing but grass. And I want to know, why do we, is it that much, is it that important that we love our enemies and kill innocent children? I mean, why is America sending bombs to Saudi to slaughter a group of people, a race of people? I mean, Saudi and Yemen is right next door. They're next door neighbors. They just, you know, cross the line like Mexico and America. Why do we support killing these people? And why are we friends with a nasty country like Saudi?
Wait, I tell you the reason why. You know, the Saudi, first of all, this is the biggest myth that's propagated in the Big Brother media in the United States about Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia was created by the Rothschild and the Rockefeller families after the fall of the Ottoman Empire. That whole area, like, you know, when Saddam Hussein, and remember back in the Gulf War, the first Gulf War, Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait, and he said that Kuwait used to be a part of Iraq, right? Well, actually, Kuwait was a part of Iraq because that whole area was under the Ottoman Turkish rule, and most of those countries did not even exist up until the British came in. The British created Saudi Arabia. John D. Rockefeller, the founder of Standard Oil, was one of the very first people to actually go in to Saudi Arabia and drill that oil out of there. The whole Saudi family, the Al Saud family, they're all a bunch of sex perverts, criminals, mass murderers, hired out essentially by the Rothschild family to govern that part of the world. So when people think that Saudi Arabia is a religious country, that's a lie.
They're criminals.
Yeah, there's nothing religious about them. I mean, if anybody knows anything about Saudis, especially I'm not saying all Saudis, but the rich, elite political class in Saudi Arabia, they're the biggest sex perverts in the world. You know, when Clinton and all of his buddies go out partying, the Saudis always tag along.
Well, here's the thing that virtually no one in America understands. Before the end of World War I, when Said said the Ottoman Empire collapsed, the the maps, the lines that drew up the maps of the countries in the Middle East were totally different. Iraq covered all of what's now Iraq and Kuwait and Jordan. Jordan was
right.
Iraq. And what they did is the British, like Saeed said, well, basically the Rothschilds and Rockefellers through the British Empire, they split up all of those Middle Eastern countries to make them kind of equal. And the idea was in the future they would pit those countries against each other to keep them weak. So when the Khazars moved in and took over Palestine, they would be the superpower in the Middle East, not Iraq or Iran or Egypt or Syria or Libya, but the Khazar terrorist organization would be the superpower. And all those nations on the Saudi Peninsula were all created to just be nations that they could use to fight with each other to keep the arms business going. And that's why we support Saudi Arabia, to sell them arms so they can go fight their neighboring countries when those countries get out of line.
Greed. That is pathetic,
yeah,
because hey,
it all comes down to money and power.
And power. Don't you find it interesting that the president of the United States, how do you want to say this? Don't you think it's funny how he wants to be part of that? I'm going to use the word nation, because you have South Korea, you have Saudi Arabia. Look, they just went over there and killed this guy, this reporter. You know, you have Russia. Now Putin is turning against America. I don't know why. Maybe he's jealous of the relationship that Trump is having with Saudi Arabia and South Korea and other countries that are dictators. I mean, I'm looking at something that maybe y'all don't want to agree with, but we're turning this country into the same type of country as Saudi Arabia, South Korea, and what's the other countries?
There is a lot of hate going on right now, as you can see. And it's on all levels. It's not just black on white. It's everything now.
And
everything.
Man,
like, people are bickering over
penny
a better lot for it. I mean, it's...
You know, we never even seen it like this before. You know,
yeah, it's crazy times we're living in.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Here's
and the kids. The kids are
the
really fucked. They're
Social
really,
Security.
Really mind fucked.
And nobody
decided
to tell them all
the kids. No.
Nobody heard us.
Don't get
nobody
me wrong.
Wants
I had my handheld Tiger games when I was a kid and all that shit. But, I mean, come on. I still went outdoors. You know, still had a love for music and art. Kids, that's the thing. They're taking away children's identities. They're telling
yeah.
them you can't have art. You can't learn music. They're cutting programs in schools that are vital. You know, the kids, and they're giving them smart boards and tablets and Chromebooks.
Look,
and
they take the food out of the kids' mouth to give the one percenters tax breaks. Fuck your kids.
Oh, yeah.
what they're doing with the children is they're turning them into zombies.
Yeah.
Computer zombies. smartphone zombie.
Do you
know
what
they do?
He got a D on his report.
Right.
He turned around because the mother complained about the D, and he turned around and killed his mother yesterday in Florida.
Yeah, I heard about it. He killed his mother.
Yeah,
he got on about his report card. Yeah.
And bugging her. You know, what the fuck are you producing? Excuse my terminology, but y'all know it's tequila coming out. But it's the truth. What are you producing? Now you're telling you're so open with your hatred.
Yeah, people are so butthurt nowadays, they will kill for it. Like, if you're disrespected enough, in my day, if you were disrespected, you told the person who disrespected you, hey, I don't like that, this is how it's going to be, and you handle your business. Nowadays, people get mad and go and kill 20 people. You know, it's a really mind-fuck society that we're living in. People are told that, you know.
Y'all, president. It's okay
it's
to
the
grab
anti-social,
woman.
You know, but then again, people are pushing each other away from each other with all the division,
well,
all the fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
you know,
the thing with the children, the teenagers, is they're turning them in, like I said, computer, smartphone zombies. But if you want to talk about shootings, remember the yoga? The guy went into the yoga class and shot that up.
Yeah.
In Tallahassee.
Yeah. And the guy went into the synagogue and shot that up. Well, here's what's going on with probably all of these shootings. There may be one or two that is not, but I said this before, the FBI has a program, MK Ultra program, to where they have doctors in the hospitals, psychiatrists, send them the names of all of their patients and what the condition of that individual is. And the FBI goes through the list, and there's thousands of these.
Yeah, TIs, targeted individuals.
They go through the list, and they pick the guys that they think they can use to do mass shootings.
That's
then they'll spend
up.
A year or so brainwashing these guys, giving them certain drugs. They bring them in to special clinics where the doctors in that clinic are working with the FBI, and they go through the actual MKUltra brainwashing techniques, and they literally program these guys to go shoot something up.
Well, you know,
whether
the funny
it's a school,
thing is,
synagogue, church, yoga class, it doesn't matter. And these guys are set out, and they go shoot stuff up.
I
wouldn't
have
that happens at all. I mean,
first you got the guy with the bullets, and then you got the guy that went to the black church when they shot the synagogue up over in Pittsburgh. Do it the day before that happened. They sent someone out into a black church. Thank God they had the doors locked, remember? And they went in because the man went into the church, the black church. He went, got in his car, went down to Kroger. This is devastating. And then he came across a black man and his grandson. And shot the man point blank in the back of his head. Then he went outside, killed two people. And then he went outside and killed a black woman. Racism, what you're getting is like the guy said, like the president said, am a nationalist.
Yeah,
he
said it. Can I interject here, Elaine?
Go ahead.
All these shootings, I mean, you're right. What Big Brother is trying to do. He's trying to create a race war between whites and blacks. They want everybody to kill each other. Essentially, one thing I mentioned I should need to mention is that all of these all these so-called heads of all these KKK, Nazi groups, they're all agents of the FBI, the CIA, the Israeli Mossad. They're created to create racial tensions deliberately between blacks and whites because they wanted a race.
And went into the synagogue and killed nine
Dividing
and
conquer.
Then if it's that personal, why would they go into a synagogue and kill nine Jews and then go into the yoga place and kill a 21-year-old white girl and a 21-year and a white doctor? You know,
it's
not even.
They want to create divide and rule. They want everybody. They want all of us to kill each other. That way, they don't have to do the job.
I believe that.
They won't look like maniacs, with the machine guns blown down.
They also do these shootings to try and get Congress to pass gun laws to restrict, the AR-15s and the magazine. Magazines keep them under five or whatever. And then eventually they plan on confiscating certain guns.
That sounds more like the left. It's not.
I saw a video the other day. Deontay Wilder had a fucking rocket launcher. The heavyweight champion in the world had a rocket launcher. I mean, and he's on there showing it off like, hey, look at this thing. You can get, even if they ban all these guns, you can get whatever the fuck you want. Chicago is a prime example. I saw a video of a teen in Chicago on Facebook who had a rocket launcher.
You want to hear?
And he was bragging about it.
God, you want to hear a story? A couple of weeks ago, me and my friend went to the city, and while we were driving back, we stopped. There was a man shot in the leg right in front of us.
Wow.
It's happening everywhere in Chicago. Chicago is like the most crime-ridden place you can imagine.
Yeah, my brother's a teacher up there. He's had to bury students. And they go to many funerals of kids, that he taught. It's horrible.
Yeah, and why?
That's so
and why? We're going back to another issue or series that we've done, mainly because these people are just can't go and buy guns and pick them up on the sidewalk. I mean, shit, the police is the police is handing these guns over to these people.
Oh, yeah, the CIA, that's another CIA thing, Ron. They're notorious for selling guns to the different countries criminals here in the United States, different cartels, gangs,
guns and drugs.
Yeah.
A lot of military weapons are stolen. It's allowed to be stolen to supply some of the gangs with heavy duty weapons. It's just part of the program is the top politicians and bureaucrats want the gangs in America, like MS-13 and all your other gangs, to go wild in the streets killing people, drive-by shootings, and some poor little girl, 10 years old, gets shot, or a baby laying in a crib for drive-by shootings, because they want crime to be so outrageous that the American people throw up their arms and say, please do something to stop it.
They get bonuses, but here's the point right here. It's the same freaking thing, and people are so ignorant to the fact that it's the same thing that Henry Kissinger did over there in Africa. He's supplying, you got these tribes that hate each other. Where do you think they get the guns from? Henry Kissinger.
Let them
kill each other. It's the same freaking thing here. It's not even such a thing as black-on-black crime. Do you understand? Because these people are being...
it's perpetrated by a higher power, of course.
Thank you.
All this shit.
They have a warehouse where they take these people and they torture these people.
Torture center. Over there on Harrison, over there on Harrison and Kedzie, I believe, or they got torture center. They probably have several
torture centers in almost every major city. I know Chicago
everywhere.
Has it. I know New York has it. I'm pretty sure L.A. has it, but I figure Miami and all the big cities have torture, what they call black sites, where certain individuals are taken in torture.
The private industry are suing the states now, and here's what I'm talking about. They decided that because their revenue is not turning over as fast as they want it, because they're not getting prisoners in their private prisons, they decided recently to sue the states that have these private prisons. They don't turn over and bring them in here. It's a profit. They're suing the states because their private prisons are not making money anymore. There's not black people going, but they got hooked on to it, and they're not going to jail because they're not committing crimes. So now they're saying, if you don't give us our overhead, we're suing the state. How does that sound? That's just toll on you. This is just 2 days ago. I just posted that.
Well, why not? If you can get away with it, if you're a crooked CEO and you have, you know, half a dozen prisons and you lose the money, why not sue the state and the stupid bureaucrats and politicians will give you the money because they're retarded.
Because this is why they started. They promised them they'll bring in the heads. You make money about how many innocent people are in jail for nothing. Just like the marijuana crisis, the crack crisis, the government wants to control all, just like the bootleggers, the Roaring Twenties. You know, it's the same thing. When you got somebody out there bootlegging, you know, and black people are bootlegging marijuana, you know, and now it's legal. It's legal in some states, but you still have not released those heads.
Well, here's the thing with the drugs. Okay, back during the turn of the century, there was a big uproar about alcohol, and, you know, Carrie Nation and a bunch of others got out there and were screaming and yelling, we got to ban the sale, production, and sale of alcohol. Well, the amendment was passed. They went ahead and banned it, but they realized they weren't going to be able to maintain the ban on alcohol because virtually everyone in America was drinking. Even though it made a lot of money for the criminals and the politicians who were getting paid off, they realized we can't go this route with alcohol. So when FDR came in, they did in 1933, they did away with the amendment banning alcohol. But they realized that with drugs, they could maintain a ban on drugs for decades because only a small percentage of Americans took drugs, and you make a lot more money off of drugs than you do off of alcohol. So that's why the ban on almost every drug there is was put in place, and the politicians, the bureaucrats, the banksters, and, you know, everyone involved in it made billions upon billions or trillions upon trillions. But now they're legalizing marijuana because they realize, the states finally realize, we're not getting the cut of the action. Bankers are getting it. The police departments are getting the money. The politicians are getting the money. They're getting paid off to keep this stuff illegal. Everyone's making money, but we, the state, aren't. So we're going to legalize it, and we'll tax it, and we'll start making the money. So now the problem is, how greedy are the state politicians, and will they start legalizing cocaine, heroin, smack?
I was going to say, what are they going to put in the marijuana when they start marketing it themselves? When they put out Marlboro marijuana cigarettes, what's going to be in there that's going to cause cancer that didn't cause cancer before Marlboro got their hands on it? You know,
they're doing it now. They're putting this crap in it, synthetic.
Yeah.
Synthetic marijuana, which is taking our people out, and not only are they here's the government. They profit anything that they can make a profit off of. You know, like when you have prostitution. Now they're doing human trafficking, where they make over like $20 billion a year just off of human trafficking. And then on top of that, with the drugs, now with the opiates and the heroin that they have, now they got a new drug out that's worse. And the FDA have approved this shit, you know, because, and it's killing people. I mean, 10 times more people as opiates or as fentanyl, it's killing more people. And they don't give a fuck, because it's part of the process, and the process is elimination. You know, we want to get rid of how many people? So they're going to let it happen. And if you want to do this, then we're going to help you out with it. You know, so they're all making profits off of your life. You know, they're putting, if you want to do drugs, then we got something for you. If you want to go out there and prostitute and you want to do this, then we got something for you. It's just that simple.
But it all comes down to money. And remember gambling. A long time ago, the only place you could gamble in America was Nevada. And then Atlantic City popped up, and the Indian reservation started getting casinos, and then just about everywhere. And then you got the lotteries.
Yeah.
And the big lotteries came in, and virtually everyone in America is gambling either at the casinos or on the lotteries. And they had the big lottery, $1.6
billion
notes, won by some guy in South Carolina or some woman. I don't know. They haven't announced it. But it gets people, the idea is to come up with something where the average person in the street is going to hand over their hard-earned money to you for something that's worthless.
Trap-ins. That's what they call trapping. Trapping. You know? And it's sad. Hello?
Yeah.
And they're developing a nation of addicts. You got alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, food, gambling, smartphones, the computers, all of that. It's
they got
addiction. They're getting people addicted to everything.
They got you all effed up. Call that control. This is
the
how we can control them. Remember, if I was the devil, I would have you doing this. I would have you doing that. If I was the devil, shit, man.
It is mind control, man. It's people like trends. You know, you'll see people, you know, come out with a song and everybody will follow and try to mimic that song word for word. And it's insanity. You know, that's why you got these kids still in skinny jeans. They're walking around with twisted testicles and yeast infections because they see another motherfucker doing it. I mean,
but that's
crazy. We never dressed like that in the 80s. I mean, it was a little tight, but it wasn't like that. You know, we weren't looking at circulation in our balls.
Oh, I forgot about pornography, the addiction to pornography. now with the internet, you don't have to go to the sleazy porn store, you know, around the corner. You just go to the computer.
That's right.
Yeah,
the computer got your all gone. I mean, dang, man. Y'all, it was funny.
And the video
like
games
said,
that these teenagers and preteens play all day long, you know, 6-8 hours a day on these video games, it's insanity.
Control. Let me control some freaks like this. Here, even got little kids.
I still play
Nintendo.
I'm satisfied with that. You know, I don't care about the newer stuff. And it, you know, it's some of the and the games too. A lot of these games, they give the kids epilepsy, seizures. You know, I tried to play NBA Jam. It was the newer version a few years back, and all these lights. It was like, what the hell? By the time I got done, I had a migraine. It's like, I don't want to play this game no more. You know, and
well,
people
you probably
would sit
don't
in front
remember
of the TV
this
for hours.
But several years ago, I forget how long, in Japan, they showed a episode of one of the more famous TV shows over there, and tens of thousands of children went into convulsions by just watching that program.
Pokemon,
Jesus.
Yeah. Pokemon.
Because there's something to do with the signal, like a strobe light, it has a certain frequency, and they know exactly
like
what
L-rad
frequency to do, and it causes you, your brain, to go into a seizure mode.
That is
and
amazing.
I believe if they get a strong enough signal, it will kill you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It probably will. I mean, you know, those sonic weapons, I mean, that stuff is no joke. They're, they said the Cubans were attacking our people that were over there in the embassies or whatnot in Cuba with sonic weapons. You know, pointing it at them, and they were getting sick and thrown off their equilibrium, vomiting, all kinds of stuff. It's like those LRAD machines. Yeah, I remember I saw, I don't know if it was Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory or some other documentary, but some old man was being interviewed on one of these shows, and he was saying that they recently put some poles up in his neighborhood, and he started hearing voices in his head and
wow,
buzzing sounds. And I mean, this guy, I think he might have been a school teacher. I mean, he was a professional guy. And all of a sudden, he started hearing all these things. He thinks that they're trying to make him go crazy or do something, like you were talking about earlier, Ron, like mind control, like a patsy. You know, he
well,
was afraid
can,
that they were trying to make him become a
patsy.
That.
They have technology to where I saw this on TV, regular establishment media TV, where they showed. Have you seen those receivers on the sidelines of football games, the pro games, to where they pointed at the ref on the field and you can hear him talking or the players? They did
right.
this a while, several years ago. Well, they have the same thing with a speaker. It's a directional speaker. You can take this directional speaker in a, let's say, a big room, like a big hall or something, meeting hall, whatever, and you can literally speak to one single individual. Let's say there's 1,000 people there. You can aim it directly at his head, and he is the only one who will hear it. And he thinks he's hearing a voice in his head. He doesn't know someone's, you know, 20, 30 feet away with a speaker speaking to him. And here's the trick. These MK Ultra guys I was talking about, the guy who shot up the Florida school, they made a mistake and they showed him in jail sitting in his cell talking to himself.
Wow.
And then they showed a clip, get this, of a police officer questioning him, and he, when he was talking to himself, he kept saying, "I deserve to die, kill me, kill me." And when the officer asked him questions, he says, "Why did you go shoot up the school?" And he said, "Because I heard voices in my head telling me to go do it." This is on regular TV, ABC. I've got it on tape. This is real.
I saw that. But you know what?
You saw it?
Yeah, I did. I did. And you know what? Everything is being controlled, like you said, the two certain people. And I don't know. I have another thing similar, is that when China, we get a lot of China is producing all these games and things to control the American child. You know, everything is made in China. Look at the way their kids are over there. Look at they got going on over there. You know, this is pathetic. We need to stop. We need to stop getting stuff from China.
Okay, well,
try
to find
say one other thing about that Florida shooting.
China. It's hard to even find. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know if I told you this before on that Florida shooting. They had a teacher who was in class when the shooting began.
Mm-hmm.
And she stuck her head out into the hallway and saw students running down the hall. And she yelled to him, "Come into my class, come in here, you'll be safe." Well, a bunch of students ran into her classroom. And when they were all inside, she stuck her head out the door because she heard shooting. And guess what she saw at the end of the hall firing a weapon? She saw a man in police uniform with body armor and wearing a helmet firing a automatic or a semi-automatic rifle down the hallway. It was not the idiot that they said did the shooting, because he was wearing tennis shoes, jeans, and a T-shirt. This was a FBI assassin who did the shooting. There may have been two of them, because there is reports from the students that they heard shooting in two different spots before any police officers got there.
And the funny thing is that they found one in the car asleep, was he, doing all of this commotion? Can you believe that? Or the one that was out there shooting. And that's the only logical excuse that he could have given, is that he fell asleep.
Yeah, it's insanity. It's insanity. Hey, guys, we're coming on the end of the hour. I know, Elaine, I know you're tired. You take care of yourselves. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Let's do it again on the 18th. If you guys are down, let's do it again and another deep conversation. We'll see you guys then. Thank you so much. Peace.
Okay, good night. Wayne, Scott.
Hey.
Bye. Bye.
9:00.